Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I help you?
I'm calling about the vaccination sites that they have, like in Foley.
Okay, so to pre-register for the vaccine, you can call the vaccine appointment line at 855-566.
I thought it was just a drive-through. You don't have to make any appointments.
Sir?
I thought it was just a drive-through. You just drive up. You don't have to apply for an appointment, from what I read. I just had a question about it.
I'm sorry, we wouldn't have that. I'm sorry?
I'm trying to find out if you have to be a resident of Alabama to get that shot if you drive up to that clinic.
At this time, anyone can pre-register on the vaccine appointment line. I'm not sure about the drive-through, though.
Oh, okay. Because I was just saying it has to be somebody over 75 or a firefighter or a healthcare worker or whatever. But it doesn't say if you have to be a resident like Florida does. So I'm just wondering if you know that. So I wouldn't drive all the way over. If there's anywhere I can call to find out.
I'm not sure. Just a moment here. I want to see if someone knows about that. Let's see.
Okay.
If you have to be a resident for the drive-through.
Yeah. You'll be feeling better by the 20th. Who, Mac? Benny? Oh. Yeah, he looked like he was kind of, last time we saw him. Been out in the cold.
Okay, you got it down. A whole week and a half before he comes. So.
Yeah, it'll be 2 days, two days then. But they'll probably give it to man and then. Yeah, Jeremy. Am I on hold? Disappeared. I don't hear any voices anymore. It's still going.
What's that?
Clock is still ticking. I called someone to find out if you have to be a Florida resident or Alabama resident. I want to find out.
Okay, sir. Sorry about that brief hold. So
yeah,
I was asking someone. I was asking someone about your information. So anyone can get the shot. You don't necessarily have to be a resident. You just have to show your ID. I'm pretty sure they don't ask for proof of your residence.
Okay.
So
you just have to be over 75 still, right?
Yes, sir. But now they're doing 65 and older. So
starting next week.
It's already started.
Oh, okay. All right. And do you know how many they give a day or no? You probably don't know that, right?
I don't know, sir. We wouldn't have the information, but if you do need more information, you can go to the adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.